Hello again, 欢迎你又回到酒馆。今天的节目开始之前，先告诉大家一个好消息。伴随着618的到来，酒馆要给大家一份亲情回报了。首先，由雅思考官执教的雅思口语训练营马上就要开暑期特训班了。另外呢，预定8月份开课的酒馆进阶口语课程第5期也已经开始接受预报名了。对于这两个课程感兴趣的小伙伴们，只要在6月18日到6月23日期间报名，就可以享受酒馆的618特惠价格哦。赶快联系小助手吧，小助手的微信号是 LULUXJG1， LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的中文拼音首字母，最后一个数字1， LULUXJG1。 Now, on with the show. In today's episode, we're going to continue our new segment, Across the Pond, and continue our conversation with Anlan and James.
今天我们是会继续我们的新板块英美大不同的首播的下集。
In this new segment, we're going to ask Alan and James the same questions and see how their answers can be different.
如果没有听过上集的小伙伴们，建议你从上集开始听，
then you will understand this segment a bit more.
Hello, James. Hello, Alan.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Now let's continue with the questions. The next question is...
You're sitting in the quiet carriage of the Intercity Express, and another passenger breaks the silence by chatting on their cell phone, just as you're trying to take a nap. What would you do? James?
We don't have quiet carriages in America, so、being on a bus, train, subway,、you are free to talk or talk on the telephone.I mean, Americans do have a reputation for being kind of loud in compared to, say, European, and the European countries and the UK.
So on your public transport, it's perfectly fine if I talk on my cell phone. People will not give me the looks?
They wouldn't, no.They would give you looks if you were talking too loudly, or if you were listening to music without your headphones.
Okay, I suppose this is going to be very different in the UK. Let's hear from Alan.
I would say that in the UK, what they would do is they would probably cough or kind of you make your, how should I say, you make your displeasure known. You make it known that you're annoyed, but without actually confronting that person.
It sounds like one of your biggest weapons, one of your most frequently used weapons is like you will hint your cough and tut.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, because we just don't like to be direct.And I think this is also kind of something from our culture. These are things that British people do recognize, and they would actually feel quite embarrassed when people do this.
Sure that, you know, you hear you cough all the time, displeasure. You might get an American to say, it's like, are you okay? Would you like some medicine?
完全鸡同鸭讲。
Yeah, that's what we call like a judicious cough. So we call it a cough to show unhappiness.So it's quite exaggerated. It's like that.So I think if anyone actually had that cough for real, then they should be in a hospital.
Well, that's why James is asking, are you okay? All right, next question. So this is more sensitive in any culture because this is, there's a power distance. You and your boss. Your boss invited you to his house or her house for dinner. But you were there and you discovered the bread.They're serving is moldy, so it's, you can't eat it. It's bad. The food is, has gone off. But he or she is your boss. What do you do? Alan first.
I would say I'll try to eat the bits that are not moldy or not bad.
And you'll still eat it.
I will still eat little bits of it. But I would not, I would always make sure that I compliment them on their food.
Oh, so if I say, oh, how was the food?
I have to say, oh, it was really nice. I really enjoyed it.
This simply wouldn't work in China because then we would say, oh, have some more. What about James?
I would start writing my new resume.
Why? Just because they serve you bad food. They may not be aware of it.
Well, if my boss isn't aware enough to not serve your guest moldy food, there's a good chance they might not be that good of a boss.But in the real, in the situation itself, most Americans would actually do pretty similar to what British would do. They would eat bits of it and then they would lie.
But if I say, as a Chinese, if I say to you, since you said the food is nice, I would probably say, oh, have some more.
Oh, No, thank you. I'm so full. I've had enough. I can't eat anymore.
Ah, okay. Good, good. So I guess this is something that you do share. Like, you wouldn't really embarrass your host.
Yeah, that's it. I think there are kind of some areas where there are a lot of similarities. It's all about trying to limit people's embarrassment, I guess.
Mm. I think the difference is really whether you will actually eat that moldy bread. I cannot believe Alan is saying that he's still going to eat parts of it.
Well, for me as an American, I just have a hard time seeing that someone would do that because that would be so embarrassing for the host.
Mm.
They would feel awful. Americans would feel terrible because if you're a host, you want everything to be perfect. You want things to be nice. Mm. So even if it was your boss, they would still feel really terrible. Mm. Once they found out.
Okay, you're good. Thank you. And then let's move on to the next question. The next question is, you're at a social event. You immediately forget the name of someone you have just been introduced to. But now the situation is, even though you forgot their name, you have to now introduce them to someone else. Very embarrassing situation. I actually don't know what I will do. I would feel too embarrassed to ask for this person's name again, but I don't know how I will do. But let's get Alan first.
I would say in the situation, I would just try to remove myself as quickly as possible.
So you run away?
I would feel really embarrassed if I can't remember that person's name. And I would just try to make up an excuse so that I could leave.
I'm quite curious. What kind of excuse will you make up?
Well, maybe I need to go to the toilet, or maybe I need to make a phone call. That's quite a common one.
Or you can cough.
Oh, cough. Yeah, that's it. That's the go-to response for any British person.
万能的cough来救场的. What about James?
I think most Americans would just bite the bullet and apologize and just ask, what was your name again?
Very honest. Mm. And would Americans generally, would you feel offended if someone does that to you? If they forgot your name immediately after you've been introduced to them?
Not really. As long as you apologize first. Mm. For a lot of Americans, this can be very difficult due to that some Americans have complicated names, or if they're like, they're of Chinese descent, then they have a Chinese name, and those can be difficult.
Mm. I would probably just say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm so bad with names. Could you say your name again? So I'll blame
myself. Would work.
Mm.
That would work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Let's move on. Next question. You were in a supermarket shopping, and you bump into some, well, friends, acquaintance, a couple. After a brief catch-up, you go your separate ways. But then you met them again in another part of the supermarket. You just said goodbye to them and you met them again. What would you do? Let's have James first.
A lot of Americans would make a joke. Like, you following me?
Mm-hmm. Using
but
jokes?
In general, yeah, they just joke and then they'll just go about their business. I mean, it's a supermarket. You bump into people.
And you wouldn't feel embarrassed?
No.
Okay. What about Alan?
I would say I would feel quite embarrassed. If I couldn't escape, if I couldn't get away or like go down another aisle, I might just say, oh, fancy seeing you here. So I'll make a joke, but I'll just try to get away from the situation as quickly as possible. I don't know why, but we do feel slightly embarrassed after saying goodbye to someone if we still see them again. I've no idea why.
It sounds like British people get embarrassed quite easily.
Oh, it's true. Well, we do. We do get very embarrassed very, very easily. And it's, as I said before, it's the lack of confidence with dealing with other people, I think. There's a lot of social embarrassment to things like this.
What about Americans?
In certain situations, it'd be embarrassing. Like if you said goodbye because you thought you were leaving a party and then you ended up staying longer, that would be a little awkward.
Mm.
But in just out in public, you bump into people and then you bump into people again. Most Americans, especially those of us who come from small towns, don't pay any attention to it. It doesn't bother them at all.
Ah, yes, I do think the density of the population does play a part in this. I mean, if you live in a place that's got lots of land and not really that many people, you probably feel excited bumping into people over and over again. All right, last question of the day. You are eating out with people you have never met before. They can just be your friends of friends and or, you know, business associates. And the restaurant staff was asking you, would you like to taste the wine? We know someone needs to taste the wine first. but you don't know anything about the wine. But out of all these people at the table, they asked you. Being British, Alan, what would you do?
Well, I would say that it doesn't really matter if you know anything about the wine or not. You would feel quite embarrassed. For example, you'd always say that it's good, no matter what. So I would always say, oh, this one is excellent, or it's really nice. Whether or not it is nice, or whether or not I know anything about it, I'll still say the same thing.
So what about James?
Well, there are a few things you do. First is you actually ask the other people at the table whether they drink. Because if they don't drink, you don't drink either. Because there are many Americans who don't drink. If they are willing to drink, then an American would probably ask if other people on the table would like to try before themselves.
Oh, and it's not seen as rude? It's not seen as you're trying to push it to other people?
Oh, no, it's just, for us, it's seeing it as, you know, it's like someone offered something to me, I should also offer it to them as well.
Okay. So that's the end of the 10 questions. Maybe in the future we'll do more, but how do you guys feel about this? Especially listening to each other's answers.
Honestly, it sounds English are a bit on the repressed side in terms of these social situations.
I think to me, it's just that it sounds like English people are so easily embarrassed in various situations.
Well, I think that's definitely true. Because our own society, it has so many unwritten rules. And it's really difficult for people that do come to the UK to really understand them. Even some people who've lived in the UK for years and years and years, it's still quite difficult to fully understand and fully grasp these kind of tiny little rules. But it's something that we grew up with. So if everyone else is acting the same way, we would probably feel more compelled to act like that as well.
Okay.
I think for Americans, it's the fact that we are an immigrant culture. I mean, all of us come from someplace else, and everyone brings their own unique, you know, cultural traits with them when they immigrate to the United States. And we just get used to, you know, the fact there's all these different ones. So we don't tend to get bothered by when people do things differently.
It's just part of everyday life, I guess. So thank you very much for participating in today's Across the Pond conversation. And next time, maybe we'll choose another topic and see how you guys will react differently. Thank you very much. Thank you, James. Thank you, Alan.
Thanks
for having me.
We'll see you next time.